Kowalski with her second three-point bucket. And Kearney Catholic now has their biggest lead at 8.
Today, it's live coverage of the Nebraska State Championships from the Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Vivian again will have a chance here. 57-55, a two-point lead for the Hawkettes. Jamie Kissinger lobs the ball into Taylor Kissinger. She drives and puts up a 15-footer. Good! Taylor Kissinger hits a 15-footer from just to the left of the circle. Taylor Kissinger will force an overtime.
Six programs will host the state title trophy, and you can hear every game right here on your ESPN Superstation. It's time to crown the next state champion. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show, we'll take you live to Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening. Welcome back to the Pinnacle Bank Arena. We're in Lincoln tonight. The Class A State Championship ball game is coming up next year on ESPN Radio. As the Omaha Benson Bunnies get ready to take on Bellevue West, the Thunderbolts here in the Class A State Championship ball game here for 2014. And like they have before each of our state championship games, the lights have dimmed here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. And they'll run a short video through the Husker Vision here as we get set for this Class A State Championship game. This is the fourth of six here tonight. Bellevue West coming in, a record of 26 wins and 2 losses on the season. Omaha Benson, the Bunnies, they have a mark of 25-2. Bellevue West, they have picked up 2 wins here in the state tournament thus far. They beat Bellevue East on Thursday by a score of 66-47. They beat Millard West in the semifinals last night by a score of 63-41. Benson is a team that knocked off Kearney on Thursday in the first round of the state tournament by a score of 63-37. Then he beat Lincoln Northeast in the semifinals last night by a score of 51-38. Bellevue West, a team that's been averaging 63.5 points per ball game on offense. They give up 40.1 on the defensive end. Omaha Benson averaging 59.4 points per ball game on offense. They give up just 40 points per ball game on defense. We'll get to the starting lineups and a whole lot more coming up in just a few minutes. Want to recap you on what has transpired so far here in the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament. We got the Class A battle coming up here in just a few minutes between Benson and Bellevue West. Class B State Championship was won by Grand Island Northwest today as they beat Lincoln Pius by the score of 66-58. That was the second straight title for the Vikings. Class C1, it was Pierce over Minden by a score of 69-60. In the ball game just completed, it was Crofton beating Hastings St. Cecilia to win the Class C2 state championship for the third straight year. Second time in a row that St. Cecilia has finished in the runner-up position as they lose tonight to Crofton 62-40. Class D1 was won by Friend earlier today, 44-43 over Humphrey St. Francis. And the last ball game tonight will be the Class D2 final between Wynot and Sterling. You're listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show here tonight. We'll come back and we'll check the starters as we continue right after this.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a truck or SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
And again, you're listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show as we get you set for the Class A State Championship ball game tonight here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Omaha Benson and the Bellevue West here tonight. The Bunnies and the Thunderbolts, these two teams have played already twice this season. In fact, each team has got a win and a loss against the other one. Omaha Benson lost to Bellevue West in the first one, 58-55, but Benson coming back to beat Bellevue West in the second game by a score of 54-51. Omaha Benson making their fifth appearance here in the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament. They have never won a state title. Meanwhile, Bellevue West, they've been here several years. Matter of fact, this is their ninth appearance here in the girls' state tournament. They were here last year, finished runner-up in Class A. They have state championships in 2007, 2009, and in 2010. They finished runner-up in 2011 and in 2013. So Bellevue West, one of those teams that you just kind of consider to be in the finals each and every year, and they have done that the past couple of years, and Bellevue West certainly has a real good chance of maybe securing another state championship here tonight. Thunderbolts 26-2 on the season. The Benson Bunnies are at 25-2. We get to the starting lineups. First of all, for Bellevue West tonight, they'll go with Catherine Emig. Emig is a 5'5" junior. Emig is averaging 4.6 points and 1.7 rebounds per game. Madison Braun is a 5'9" senior. She is averaging 13.6 points per ball game, 2.4 rebounds per game. Braun has had games of 13 and 16 here in the state tournament thus far. Julie Targi is a 5'6" senior. Targi is averaging 4 points and 3.2 rebounds per game. Chloe Akeen Otinko is the person inside. She's a 5'8" sophomore, is averaging 11.8 points and 4.6 rebounds per game. She's what makes this Bellevue West offense click. She scored 22 points in the first game this week against Bellevue East and then picked up 17 points last night of the win over Millard West. The other starter will be Kate Liveringhouse. She's a 6'1" senior, averaging 16 points and 8 rebounds per ball game. For the Benson Bunnies here tonight, they'll go with Tashia Nelson. Nelson is a 5'6" senior. She is averaging so far this year 2.5 points and 1.4 rebounds per game. Kanisha Plater is a 5'2" junior. Plater is averaging 3 points and 2.1 rebounds per game. Arbriana Benson is a 5'8" junior. She's averaging 7.5 points and 4.4 rebounds per game. Kiana Ibis is a 6 foot junior. She's averaging 20.2 points and 15.4 rebounds per ball game. She's the real deal. 19 points the first time against Kearney the other night. Scored 9 points last night of the win over Lincoln Northeast. And then Montrese Weller is a 5'10" senior. Weller is averaging 9.6 points and 3.7 rebounds per game. She has scored in double figures in both of the games so far. 15 points on Thursday, 14 points in the ball game against Lincoln Northeast last night. So it's the Class A State Championship ball game, Omaha Benson and Bellevue West here tonight on ESPN Radio. This is the fifth of six state championship ball games with the Class D final coming up next here on ESPN Radio. That's pitting Wynot up against Sterling. So it's going to be the Benson Bunnies dressed in their white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in green here tonight. Bellevue West, they're in their purple uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the yellow as we get set to go. Ironically, Omaha Benson is a team that next year could be playing Class B basketball. Their enrollment has dropped down to the Class B levels, and Omaha Benson very well could be in Class B next year, which would be a stern test for any Class B opponent. We understand the final say is going to come on Thursday at a hearing with the Nebraska School Activities Association. Omaha Benson, I think, is petitioning up to remain in Class A, but we'll see if that's going to be allowed to happen by the NSAA officials. They have a meeting, we understand, on Thursday that will decide the matter. So Omaha Benson will send Kiana Ibis into the center circle here against Kate Liveringhouse. Bellevue West will shoot to our basket to our left. Omaha Benson, the Bunnies, will shoot to our basket to our right. Class A state championship ball game is underway. Omaha Benson controls the opening tip. This is Plater with the ball. He's not very big. Plater just throws the ball in the corner and goes out of bounds. Right away, Omaha Benson turns the ball over. Nobody down there in the right corner as Plater throws the ball out of bounds. First turnover on Omaha Benson. Here comes Bellevue West now with a basketball for the first time here tonight. This is Imig with the ball being picked up by Nelson as he brings it across the 10-second line. This is Bellevue West in the first offensive possession as they drive it to the hole and scores. Catherine Imig scoring there for Bellevue West. And the Thunderbolts are out on top by a score of 2-0 here in the ball game. Here comes Plater back with the ball. Kanisha Plater. Bellevue West will run a man-to-man defense. On the right side is going to be Nelson. Moves it down in the corner. That's Weller with the ball. Weller puts it on the floor. Dribbles inside the free throw circle and backs it back out. Weller now drives it down the lane. Loses control of the ball. Weller picks it back up. He's in trouble. Kicks it out here in three-point territory to Ibis. Ibis has the ball deflected into the backcourt. The race is on. It's picked up by Plater. So Kenesha Plater has got the ball for Omaha Benson. They come back into the offensive zone here. Plater has got it. Sends a pass over to Nelson. Down in the corner, down on the left side. That's going to be Weller with the ball. Weller hangs on to it. Drives the baseline. Can't do it. Now we got a whistle. And she was out of bounds. Montrese Weller was driving the ball from the left corner toward the goal. Stepped out of bounds. That's two possessions, two turnovers now on Omaha Benson here in the ball game. Bellevue West will come back the other way. The Thunderbolts have got the lead over the Bunnies by the score of 2-0 here in the ball game. This is Imig with the ball. Moves it over in the wing on the right side. Imig gets it back on a handoff now. Imig on the far sideline being outed out there by Nelson. They get it inside to Braun. Drives it down the right side of the lane. She has to give it up now. Back on the far sideline. As they get it over there to Imig, there's a pass inside to Liveringhouse. Her shot's going to be blocked down. Ball is loose and it's picked up by Plater. Plater for Omaha Benson down the near sideline. The ball is tipped out of bounds. Tipped out of bounds there by Bellevue West, Catherine Imig. It's going to be Omaha Benson inbounding the ball here on the near sideline. This is the Class A State Championship ball game tonight here on ESPN Radio. Kenesha Plater has got the ball for Omaha Benson. Plater tries to take it between a couple of defenders down in the corner. A long three-pointer is put up there, no good by Benson. And a rebound comes down here to Bellevue West. That's Benson throwing up the shot for Omaha Benson from the corner there. That would not go. There's a Catherine Imig with the ball. Imig goes to the far sideline. Liveringhouse has got the ball. Kate Liveringhouse, ball high above her head, comes out to the top of the key. Targi drives it down the lane. Dishes off to Brown. Her shot's up there, no good. Rebound Brown. Her shot's being rejected. Ball is loose. The scramble is on. It's picked up by Bellevue West, and then the whistle stops play, and a foul is going to be called. The officials got to look at one another here, and they call the personal foul. It's going to go on Omaha Benson. The foul goes on. It's going to go on Plater, Kenesha Plater. She picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first, the team's first. Bellevue West will inbound the ball, baseline right side underneath their own basket. 2-0 is the score. Bellevue West with a lead. Here's Liveringhouse with the ball. Takes it into the paint, spins, puts a defender in the air, goes up with a shot and scores. Nice move to the basket there by Kate Liveringhouse. That's now a 4-0 ball game. Bellevue West has got the lead over Omaha Benson. 5:38 to play here in the first quarter from Pinnacle Bank Arena here in Lincoln tonight. There's Nelson with the ball out on top to Benson. Throws up a three. Her shot's going to be up there. No good. Liveringhouse with a rebound. Gets it away to Catherine Imig. Down the far sideline. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Weller. She brings it back one-on-one. Drives it to the hole. Scores. Montrese Weller scoring there for Omaha Benson. And the Bunnies are on the scoreboard. 4-2 now with 5 minutes and 13 seconds to play. Here in the first quarter from Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln tonight. Here's Catherine Imig with the ball. Emig takes it over to Akeen Otinko. Otinko moves it over to Liveringhouse, takes it into the lane, dishes off the target. Here's shot to be blocked down, out of bounds. Nice block there by Kiana Ibis, knocking the ball away from Julie Targi, who was taking the ball in the hole. Into the ball game now is going to be Monika Robinson. Monika Robinson into the ball game now for Omaha Benson with 4:57 to play there in the first quarter. Bellevue West will play things in. The ball is going to be slapped back out of bounds. Julie Targi trying to inbound the ball here for Bellevue West. It was slapped back out of bounds by Omaha Benson. So the Thunderbolts will inbound the ball, baseline right side underneath their own basket. Madison Braun is going to try her luck now. Braun looking, comes out to Targi in three-point territory. Targi with the ball, moves it over there and hands it away. Catherine Imig has got it now. Imig to the far sideline, the ball tipped out of bounds. Lost off of the fingertips of Akeen Otinko on the far sideline. That's the second turnover on Bellevue West. Omaha Benson trailing in the ball game, the Class A State Championship game tonight. Bellevue West 4, Omaha Benson 2. Here's Ibis with the ball down the far sideline. Trapp gets the ball away. Here's Monika Robinson. Monika brings it to the near sideline. Three-pointer, swish. Benson throws up a three-pointer for Omaha Benson. That's her first field goal. And the Bunnies have the lead now over Bellevue West. 5-4 the score. 4:26 to play here in the first quarter. Here's Imig with the ball. Bounce pass down the far sideline. Braun has got it, looking to drive the baseline. Can't do it there against Plater. Now she gets away. Now a foul is going to be called. That's going to be an offensive foul called here on Bellevue West. So a foul is going to be called here on Bellevue West. It's going to be a turnover in the Thunderbolts. And now Omaha Benson will come back the other way. 5-4 the score. Benson has got the lead. Braun picks up the personal foul for Bellevue West. That's going to be her first. Here's Plater with the ball, slides between a couple of defenders. A shot up there, no good. Rebound Robinson, her shot is up and in. Monika Robinson gets the offensive board and the putback. And Omaha Benson out on top now by a score of 7-4 here in the Class A State Championship game. Imig drives the ball, gives away to Braun, back outside the ring. With the ball there is Otinko, drives it down the lane, stops and pops, her shot is up there and in. Chloe Akeen Otinko scoring there for Bellevue West. 7-6 now. The Benson Bunnies have the lead. Coming back with the ball on the dribble is going to be Kiana Ibis. Now to Kenesha Platers. They bring it into the offensive zone here. Benson has got it. Lobs the ball inside. Grabbing it is going to be Robinson. Her shot is up there and in. Monika Robinson scores again here for Omaha Benson. She's got 4 points in the ball game. 9-6 to score. Benson is out on top of Bellevue West here tonight in the Class A State Championship ball game. I think with the ball back outside, three-pointer. Otinko, it's up there, no good. Rebound is loose, and it's down on the baseline. It goes out of bounds. So the officials look, and they get the ball here to Bellevue West. So Thunderbolts will play things in. You're listening to the Class A State Championship ball game tonight from Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln on ESPN Radio. And now we got a timeout on the floor. We'll take a break with 3 minutes and 6 seconds to play in the first quarter. Omaha Benson has got the lead over Bellevue West. It's Omaha Benson 9, Bellevue West 6.
When knees hurt, when joints ache, when bones break, trust the experienced team at Hastings Orthopedics. Our talented therapists, nurses, imaging staff, and skilled surgeons are trained experts on muscle, bone, and joint care. Don't let aches and pains slow you down. Reach your full potential with the caring, skilled team at Hastings Orthopedics. Feel like yourself again. Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
It's named the Early Riser Planner for a reason. Producers who use Case IH Early Riser Planners enjoy the earliest emergence in the industry, 3 days earlier on average. When you purchase a 2014 model year Early Riser Planner, you won't only receive unmatched maximized yields, you'll also receive 0% financing for 36 months. Stop by your Titan Machinery Case IH dealer today to see how an Early Riser Planner can benefit your operation. But hurry, this great financing offer ends March 31st. Titan Machinery, better solutions.
Women's college basketball tonight. Nebraska beat Michigan State 86-58 in the Big Ten tournament. Huskers are playing for the championship tomorrow against Iowa. So the Nebraska women picking up a win. The Nebraska men will play in this building tomorrow. A big one against Wisconsin beginning at 5 o'clock. Here's Bellevue West. A long three put up there by Emig. It's going to be no good. The ball goes out of bounds right in front of us, and we nearly got taken out. You turn on your TV sense. We say hello as a Julie Targhee will inbound the ball right in front of us here for Bellevue West. Targhee looking. She gets it into the water to Imig, down to the far sideline. They get it over there to Dyke, who's into the ball game. Dyke moves it down in the corner as Bellevue West tries to slice into this 9-6 lead for Omaha Benson. Targhee has got the ball out to Otinko, looking to drive it. Takes it to the free throw line, back outside the ring, down to Dyke. Goes to the far sideline to Otinko. Takes it down to the baseline, underneath the basket to Targhee. Can't put up a shot. Comes out to Catherine Imig, now to Otinko. On the wing and the right side to the far sideline, down in the corner to Dyke. Dyke back out on top to Braun, right at the free throw line. Down to Targhee. She looks to penetrate. Can't do it. Good defense here by Omaha Benson. Emig has got the ball. Sends it down to Targhee. Dribbles once. Out on top. Now to Dyke. Drives the ball down the right side of the lane. Puts it up off the window. No good. Ball being tapped around. It's finally going to be picked up by Otinko. She's going to be tied up. Nope. That's going to be a ball ripped out of there by Benson. I thought maybe he'd have a jump ball, but no whistle. And Omaha Benson comes out of there with the ball. The Bunnies have a three-point lead, 9-6 over Bellevue West with 2 minutes to play here in the first quarter from Pinnacle Bank Arena. Plater has got the ball, now to Ibis, high left side. Ibis trying to drive it, throws it over on the far sideline to Weller. Weller behind the screen, now cuts it toward the hole, to the basket. She goes, and her shot is up and in. Montrese Weller scoring there for Omaha Benson. She's got 4 points in the ball game. The Benson Bunnies out on top of Bellevue West by the score, maybe 11-6. Here come the Thunderbolts back in their offensive zone. Otinko, 4-3. It's off of the rim, off of the right side. No good. Rebound comes down to Ibis. A quick shot taken there by Chloe Aiken Otinko. It's 11-6. Bellevue West trailing in the ball game. Omaha Benson with the ball. Weller in the lane. Her shot is up there. It's off of the back iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Dyke. Allen pass comes to the near sideline to Imig. Here comes Catherine Imig. Back up the floor now for Bellevue West. Races it across the 10-second line down the left side of the lane, not a target, takes the ball of the hole, stops, kicks it back down in the corner to Imig. Long 15-footer is up there, no good. Ball tapped out of bounds. It's going to be Omaha Benson ball. Benson will play things in. Here comes Tiona Bree into the ball game now for Omaha Benson, replacing Montrese Weller. Also coming in for Omaha Benson, let's see, we're going to have Kylie Askew is going to be in the ball game as well. With under a minute to play now here in the first quarter, Omaha Benson with a lead over Bellevue West in the state championship ball game for Class A. Here's a Benson with a ball, and she drives it into the hole, and she's going to be drawing the personal foul. She took it right to the hole there for the Benson Bunnies. And the personal foul is going to be called here. Looks like on the Kate Liveringhouse. Liveringhouse picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. The first foul on Kate Liveringhouse. Benson will play things in. Here's a long-range jumper put up there. It's going to be no good by Ibis. Offensive rebound inside. For the ball here is Benson. Kicks it back out. Here's another three-pointer. Good. Kiana Ibis sitting a tray there for Omaha Benson. And the Bunnies are out on top here, 14-6. 30 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Bellevue West with the ball. Dossler has got it now. Out delivering house. Top of the key. Drives it. Spins at the free throw line. Two-handed pass comes over here in the wing to Dossler. Takes the ball inside. Back out delivering house. Right wing to Felici, who's got the ball now down in the corner. To Dotsler, back outside into traveling violation. Driving the ball down the right side of the lane was Taylina Dotsler, and she's going for the traveling violation. Four turnovers on Bellevue West here in the ballgame. 14-6, Omaha Benson with a lead over Bellevue West. 14.2 seconds to play in the first quarter. Here comes Benson, back for Benson with the ball. She could play for another team in Omaha with a name like Benson. There's a long-range jumper from the corner. It's going to be no good there by Askew. Rebound is loose. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be the end of the first quarter. First quarter comes to an end here in the Class A state championship ball game. Omaha Benson has got the lead over Bellevue West. It's Benson 14, Bellevue West 6. You're listening to the Class A state championship game tonight on ESPN Radio.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit nsaahome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
You're listening to the state championship games on ESPN Radio, brought to you in part by Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialists. Feel like yourself again. Also by Titan Machinery, your Case IH dealer in Kearney, Hastings, and Holdridge. Also by Tom Dinsdale Automotive at South Webb Road and Stolly Park Road in Grand Island. There's Bellevue West. They go right to work inside Kate Liveringhouse. She pops it in there for a score underneath the basket. She's got 4 points in the ball game. It's now 14-8. Omaha Benson with a lead. We're in the second quarter here at Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln tonight. Plater is back in there. She's got the ball. She's a little gal. She's about 5'3". Here's a pass to the near side. It's going to be thrown up there by Nelson from three. That's going to be no good. Targi with a rebound. Coming back the other way for Bellevue West. To the hole. She goes. Her shot is up there. No good, but she's fouling a play. That one just dances off of the left side of the rim. That's no good. And Targi will go to the free throw line now for the Bellevue West Thunderbolts. The personal foul goes on Montrese Weller. That's going to be her first personal foul. So going to the free throw line is going to be Targi for Bellevue West. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. Julie Targi has got 9 points in the first game against Bellevue East here in the tournament. Scored 3 points last night against Millard West. She gets her first point here. The score is now 14-9. Omaha Benson. Next shot is up there. It's off of the left side. No good. Rebound comes down to Benson. That's Kiana Ibis with a rebound. Gets into the hands of Plater. As a Kenesha Plater runs her back the other way for Omaha Benson. Goes on the wing on the right side to Nelson. Throws up a 15-footer. Shots short. No good. Liveringhouse with a rebound. Hands it away to Catherine Ibig as she races back the other way. Right-handed dribble now for Bellevue West. She runs into Plater. Lobs the ball down low. Grabbing the ball down there is going to be Braun. gets it back in the lane. A shot taken by Liveringhouse. No good. Gets her own rebound. Goes back up. Shoots and scores. Kate Liveringhouse scores there after the missed opportunity. She gets the offensive board and the putback. She's got 6 points in the ball game. Benson now with a three-point lead. Omaha Benson 14, Bellevue West 11 in the Class A state championship ball game. Benson driving the ball for the Bunnies now, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here is going to go on Bellevue West. It's going to go on Catherine Imig. That's going to be her first foul. Checking in the ball game now for Bellevue West is going to be Madison Braun. Check that. Coming to the ball game for Omaha Benson is going to be Monica Robinson. So it's 14 to 11. Omaha Benson has got a 3-point lead, 6 minutes and 40 seconds to play here in the second quarter from Pinnacle Bank Arena. Here's a Kenesha Plater with the ball. Plater now to Weller. Here on the near sideline out here in 3-point territory. Bellevue West is in a man-to-man defense. Braun is right in her face defensively. Here's Ibis with the ball at the top of the key to the far sideline. Benson drives it toward the goal. The ball's going to be stripped away. And a foul is going to be called in there. Or it's knocked out of bounds. No foul, just out of bounds down there underneath the basket at the 6:20 mark. Omaha Benson with a 3-point lead over Bellevue West, 14 to 11. They play things in to Ibis out here in 3-point territory. Ibis sends it over to Benson. Entry pass down low with the ball down there as Robinson. Her shot is up there, no good. Monika Robinson battling for the loose ball. Now we got a jump ball called as Robinson and Targi were going at it down there in the hardwood. And the possession arrow is pointing in favor of Omaha Benson. So the Bunnies will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 6:09 to play now here in the second quarter. Benson will play things in down in the corner to Plater. Outside down to Ibis. He throws up a 15-footer. Rims off, no good. Robinson had the rebound, lost it. Now she's going to be fouled into play. Monika Robinson gets another offensive board there. And a personal foul is going to be called on Bellevue West. This one goes on Madison Braun. That's going to be her second foul. So it's going to be Bellevue West staying here on defense. Omaha Benson will play it in. Underneath their own basket. Benson has got it as they move it down in the corner to Ibis. Ibis driving the ball into the paint. Throws up a little hook shot. It's going to be up there. No good. Robinson had the rebound. Lost it. It's going to be picked up here by Emig for Bellevue West. Running down the right sideline to Targi as he tries to drive the ball to the hole. Targi bounce pass outside to Liveringhouse. Comes across the top to Imig. Down in the corner to Otinko. She drives it toward the goal, puts up a shot for the window. It's no good. Otinko is knocked down into play, but no foul called. Her ball rebounded there by Kiana Ibis. Here comes Omaha Benson back with the ball. Kenesha Plater with it now for Omaha Benson. Dribbling with the ball, moves it to the left side of the floor. They go over there on the deep corner, driving the ball toward the goal. It's going to be Benson, and she's going to be fouled on the play. So Arbriella Benson will go to the free throw line here for Omaha Benson. Otinko picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. So Benson will go to the free throw line for the Benson Bunnies. She got 3 points in the ball game. Her shot is up there. It's good. She'll have one more. She's had 19 points in the two state tournament games so far. 11 in the ball game against Kearney on Thursday. Scored 8 points last night in their 51-38 win over Lincoln Northeast. Second shot by Benson is up there and in. Those are the two. First two free throws, and Omaha Benson has shot in the ball game here tonight. Benson checks out. Coming back into the ball game is going to be Kylie Askew. Also checking into the ball game now for Benson will be Sabrina Kench. As she comes in there now for Omaha Benson. We got 5 minutes and 24 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Actually, the first half, Omaha Benson has got a 5-point lead over Bellevue West. 16 to 11 is the score. Down in the corner of the right side is going to be Dyke. Rainbow pass comes to the near side as Imig grabs the ball out here. Catherine Imig now drives it down the left side of the lane to get it to Julie Targi. Targi back on top to Otinko. Otinko comes back over to Targi on the wing, takes it into the paint, drives it, leaves it down in the corner now to Dyke. Back outside here is Otinko. She takes the ball down the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but she's fouling the play. And Chloe Akeen Otinko will go to the free throw line now for the Bellevue West Thunderbolts. And she is fouled in the play. So Chloe Akeen Otinko goes to the free throw line. Weller picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. Otinko's free throw is up there. It's going to be no good. Otinko with 22 points in the first game against Bellevue East this week. Had 17 last night. And their win over Millard West. She's got 2 points so far tonight. Next shot is up there. And that one is around the rim and down. So she hits one out of two from the free throw line. Now 16 to 12, Omaha Benson with a 4-point lead over Bellevue West in this Class A state championship ball game. Plater has got the ball. Kenesha Plater down in the corner. The ball stopped out of bounds. Trying to get it down in the corner to Askew, and the ball is deflected out of bounds there by Catherine Imig of Bellevue West. Back into the ball game will be Benson for Omaha Benson, and going out will be Kenesha Plater. So the Benson Bunnies will play things in here on the near sideline. Now checking in will be Anna Dolezal for Bellevue West. She comes in for Madison Brunn. So Dolezal now into the ball game for the Bellevue West Thunderbolts. Here's Benson with the ball for the Bunnies. Goes on a high post to Ibis out here in 3-point territory. Rockets a pass down low, grabbing the ball and shooting it up there and scoring is Kench. Sabrina Kench scoring there. A nice pass, and Kench lays it in. The Bunnies are out on top now by 6. It's 18-12. Here's Bellevue West with the ball. Dozal has got the ball over here on the wing to Otinko. Sends it back outside, driving down the right side of the wing. He's going to be dyked to the far sideline. That's Emig with the ball. Now to Targi. Targi looking to penetrate. Can't do it. Throws it to the far side. Otinko, a shot for 3, is up there. No good. Battle for the rebound is brought down by Ibis. Kiana Ibis has got the ball here for Omaha Benson. Coming back the other way to Weller. Deep in the corner. Shot for 3 is up there. Too strong. No good. Rebound comes down to Dyke. Dyke has got it for Bellevue West. Gets the ball away. Now to Emig. Races the ball in the offensive zone to Targi. Targi comes out on top to Dyke now. Top of the key. Back to Targi on the left wing. Traveling violation. Traveling violation called on Julie Targi. That's going to be turnover number 5 on Bellevue West. 3:48 to play now here in the second quarter. Omaha Benson with a lead over Bellevue West. The score is 18-12. Inbounding the ball here will be Kiana Ibis. She gets it into Benson, and she'll bring things up against Targi. Benson to the far side. Now comes back the other way. Comes to the near side and throws it over here to Weller. Weller rockets a pass down low. It's going to be deflected out of bounds again, trying to find Kench down there at the baseline. And the ball is deflected out of bounds by Kate Liveringhouse of Bellevue West. So Omaha Benson will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 3:36 to play in the second quarter. 18-12. Omaha Benson out on top of Bellevue West. Pass is going to be into the backcourt. It's going to be picked up back here by Weller. She loses control of it on the baseline, and now we got a foul called back here. No, it's out of bounds. Montrese Weller lost the ball out of bounds down here in the baseline. A lot of contact down here, but no foul called. So it's going to be a turnover on Omaha Benson, their third of the ball game. Bellevue West will play things in. Liveringhouse with the ball now. To Ima gets it inside to the Liveringhouse, and we got a foul called. Somebody hit the deck inside there for Bellevue West. That was Dozal. I think she's going to be hit with a personal foul. That's the case. She ended up on the seat of her pants in the paint, but Dolezal picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. Bellevue West 7th, 6th turnover here in the ball game. It's going to be Omaha Benson playing things in. 3 minutes and 29 seconds to play in the second quarter. Omaha Benson 18, Bellevue West 12 in the Class A state championship ball game. These two teams have played twice already this year, with each team winning once during the regular season. Benson has got the ball for the Bunnies at the top of the key now. Dribbles right to left across the top of the key. Throws it over on the far sideline to Ibis. Ibis gets it inside to Kench. She wheels in the lane, puts it up there right-handed, and scores! Sabrina Kench scores for Omaha Benson. She's got 4 points in the ball game. Benson now with an 8-point lead over Bellevue West. 20-12 is the score. Here's Catherine Imig with the ball now. She drives it on the right side, takes it all the way down in the corner. Skip pass comes out on top now to Julie Targi. Comes across the top to Liveringhouse for 3. Shot good. Kate Liveringhouse scoring there. A 3-pointer for Bellevue West. She's got 9 points in the ballgame. 20-15. Omaha Benson with the lead. 2:40 to play. They're in the second quarter from the Pinnacle Bank Arena tonight. Here's Benson with the ball. Rockets the ball inside again to Weller. Her shot is up there. No good. Rebound offensively. Shot by Kench. No good. Rebound Liveringhouse. Outlet pass comes to the near sideline to Targi. Targi pulls up at the top of their 3-point arc. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Dolezal. She comes out on top of the Liveringhouse for 3. Her shot no good. Rebound Kench. Sabrina Kench with the ball now for Omaha Benson. Gets into the hands of Arbriella Benson as she brings it into the offensive zone here for Omaha Benson to Askew. Askew down in the corner to Ibis. Comes out here in the 3-point territory. Ball poked away. Ibis picks it back up. Good defense by Bellevue West. There's Askew with the ball. Back down to Kench on the baseline. She drives it against Liveringhouse. A lot of contact. Forces up a shot. No good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot by Benson. No good. And she's fouled in the play. And Arbrielle Benson will go to the free throw line now for Omaha Benson. Julie Targi picks up the personal foul for Bellevue West. That's going to be her first. Benson to the free throw line. She's got 5 points in the ballgame thus far. She's hit a three, and she's hit a couple of free throws in two attempts, and now she sends that one down the well. She's now got 6 points in the ballgame. Here comes Kenesha Plater back into the ballgame now for Omaha Benson. Also coming in will be Tashiana Nelson. So Benson will have one more free throw here with a minute and 49 seconds to go. In the second quarter, Benson has opened up a six-point lead. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Ibis has got the ball for Omaha Benson. Has it stripped away. Stripped away here by Otinko coming back the other way or running one-hander down the lane. Her shot is up and in. Chloe Akeen Otinko scoring there for Bellevue West. She's got 5 points in the ballgame. 21-17, Benson with a lead. Here's Kenesha Plater with the ball. Plater runs it down the right sideline. Plater goes across the top now to Nelson. Nelson dribbles, gets into the hands of Benson at the top of the key. Benson dribbles once, takes it inside the free throw circle. Here's a pass intercepted. Intercepted here by Liveringhouse. Kate Liveringhouse now for Bellevue West, coming back the other way. Spins at the elbow, throws it down in the corner to Dozal. Cross-court pass goes to Dotzler. Her shot is up there, no good. Rebound Nelson. Tashiana Nelson coming back the other way now for Omaha Benson down the right sideline. A minute to play. First half, 21-17. Benson with the lead. Nelson with the ball down in the corner to Benson as she holds the ball out here in three-point territory down in the corner. Now she puts it on the floor and dribbles to her left. Again, moves it down to the baseline, drives it toward the goal. Cut off there. Two-handed pass goes inside to Nelson. Nelson at the free throw line. Backs it back out to Plater. Back down in the corner to Benson. Two-handed pass back out on top to Ibis. Takes the three. Shot up there. Too strong. No good. Rebound comes down to Madison Braun. Braun has got it down for Bellevue West with 30 seconds to play. 21-17, Omaha Benson with a lead over Bellevue West tonight for the Class A State Championship. And now we got a timeout, Bellevue West. The Thunderbirds will call a timeout here. 24.5 seconds to play in quarter number two. We'll take a break with the score. Omaha Benson 21, Bellevue West 17.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a trucker SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
Mike Will back at Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln tonight, the Class A State Championship ball game. We got one more yet to go here tonight on ESPN Radio. That will be the Class D2 game between Wynot and Sterling. That one will tip off at 8:30 tonight, or at least that's the scheduled tip-off time, and we'll have it for you here on ESPN Radio. Bellevue West trailing Omaha Benson here in the Class A game in the final seconds of this first half, 21-17. Benson has got the lead. Bellevue West has got the ball. Emig has got it now. She sends it down on the baseline. There's a shot up to no good by Otinko. Battle for the rebound. Otinko gets it back. Goes back up. Her shot's going to be blocked down. Ball is loose on the baseline. It finally goes out of bounds. And it's, let's see, it's going to be Bellevue West ball. They'll have 1.2 seconds to work with it down here in their offensive zone. They'll play it in from underneath their own basket. Dozal will play things in for Bellevue West. Looking. Bounce pass. Going to be deflected away from Liveringhouse, and the half comes to an end. They're looking for Kate Liveringhouse on the right baseline. It was knocked out of her hands. It goes out of bounds, and time expires here in the first half of play. So Omaha Benson has got the lead over Bellevue West here. Omaha Benson looking for their first Class A State basketball championship here tonight. They've got the lead over Bellevue West at the break. It's Omaha Benson 21, Bellevue West 17. You're listening to the Class A State Championship on ESPN Radio.
When knees hurt, when joints ache, when bones break, trust the experienced team at Hastings Orthopedics. Our talented therapists, nurses, imaging staff, and skilled surgeons are trained experts on muscle, bone, and joint care. Don't let aches and pains slow you down. Reach your full potential with the caring, skilled team at Hastings Orthopedics. Feel like yourself again. Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
Farm better and put more dollars on your bottom line with the Case IH Precision Farming System from Titan Machinery. Offering fully automated steering with repeatability and precision, AFS AccuGuide is your best choice for better guidance solutions, providing four levels of accuracy down to 1 inch. Titan Machinery, together with Case IH, has the precision farming solutions to fit your operation. That's Titan Machinery. They are your precision farming better solutions dealer.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life with two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation, a very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River, Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Mike Will back here at Pinnacle Bank Arena, the Class A State Championship ball game here on ESPN Radio. Omaha Benson has got the lead over Bellevue West. The score is 21-17 here at the break as the Benson Bunnies are leading the Bellevue West Thunderbolts here tonight, the Thunderbirds. Bellevue West, let's check the shooting numbers in the ball game so far. They've had a tough time offensively here tonight against this Omaha Benson defense. Bellevue West hitting 7 out of 24 from the floor in the first half for 29%. Omaha Benson, they are 8 out of 24 in the first half. They've been 33% of their field goal tries. Bellevue West 1 out of 7 from three-point territory for just 14%. Omaha Benson 2 out of 8. They're hitting 25% of their three-pointers. Free throws, Bellevue West is 2 out of 4 from the free throw line for 50%. Omaha Benson, they're 3 out of 4 from the charity stripe for 75%. Rebounds about even. Bellevue West has got 18 rebounds. Omaha Benson has got 17. Bellevue West has got 8 offensive rebounds and 10 on defense. Omaha Benson has got 7 offensive rebounds and 10 on defense. Turnovers, Bellevue West has got 6 so far in the basketball game tonight. And Omaha Benson, they have got 6 turnovers. One block shot and 2 steals for Bellevue West. 3 block shots and 2 steals for Omaha Benson. We've had one lead change in the ball game. The score has not been tied any time throughout this first half of play. And right now it's a 21-17 ball game. Omaha Benson with a 4-point lead over Bellevue West. Checking the scoring here of the contest tonight. Only 4 people have scored for the Thunderbirds of Bellevue West. They're being led by Kate Liveringhouse. She's got 9 points in the ball game. Liveringhouse has knocked down 3 two-point field goals. She's got 1 3. She's got 9 points in the ball game. Chloe Akeen Otinko, she has got 5 points. She's got 2 field goals, and she is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Catherine Imig, she has got a field goal for 2. And Julie Targi, she is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 1 point. For Omaha Benson, they've had 5 different players score in the ball game here in the first half. Arbriella Benson, she has got 6 points in the ball game. She's at a 3-pointer, and she is 3 out of 4 from the free throw line for her 6. We've got Montrese Weller scoring 2 field goals for 4. Sabrina Kinch, she has got 2 field goals and 4 points. Monika Robinson, she's got a couple of field goals for 4 points. And Kiana Ibis, she has knocked down a 3-pointer for 3 points. Again, Benson 3 out of 4 from the free throw line in the first half. Bellevue West 2 out of 4. Omaha Benson with a lead here in the Class A State Championship ball game at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Omaha Benson 21, Bellevue West 17. You're listening to State Championship Basketball today on ESPN Radio.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners, but what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call Agent Joe Methy.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Back here at Pinnacle Bank Arena on ESPN Radio, our state tournament coverage tonight brought to you in part by Tom Dinsdale Automotive, your truck destination. Visit DinsdaleAuto.com for a complete look at their inventory of over 400 vehicles now. BMW, Chevrolets, Cadillacs, GMC, Hyundai, they've got all of it, plus Hallmark trailers. They're located at Stolly Park Road and South Webb Road in Grand Island with service repair and a full body shop, too. That's Tom Dinsdale Automotive of Grand Island. At halftime of the Class A State Championship ball game tonight, Omaha Benson with a lead over Bellevue West. The score is 21-17. The Class A consolation game today went to Millard West as they beat Lincoln Northeast by the score of 55-49. Class B State Championship game won by Grand Island Northwest today for the second straight year. They down Lincoln Pius by a score of 66-58. In the consolation game in Class B, it was Norris over Holdridge by a score of 55-41. Class C1 State Championship game was won by Pierce 69-60 over Minden. That's the first loss of the year for the Whippets. It occurs in the state championship game in Class C1. The third place game, Kearney Catholic knocks off Platteview by a score of 77-69. Class C2 state championship won by Crofton for the third straight year and for the second straight year over Hastings St. Cecilia. Crofton knocking off the Hawkins tonight by a score of 62-40. In the Class C2 consolation game, it was Pender over Humphrey today by a score of 43-29. Friend, they beat Humphrey St. Francis in the Class D1 title game today, 44-43. In the consolation game, it was North Platte St. Pat's winners over Emerson Hubbard, 53-46. The Class D2 state championship game is coming up next here on ESPN Radio. It'll start at 8:30 or somewhere close here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Consolation game was played this afternoon at Lincoln North Star. Fall City Sacred Heart knocked off Giltner by a score of 53-48. A couple of performances of note in those earlier ball games tonight. Mackenzie Brown for Grand Island Northwest scores 36 points in that ball game over Lincoln Pius today, as the Vikings won their second straight title over Lincoln Pius this year, 66-58. Mackenzie Brown leading all scorers with 36 points. He was 9 out of 24 from the field, 3 out of 13 on three-pointers, hit 15 out of 18 from the free throw line. Also had a double-double as she pulls down 10 rebounds, had one assist, steals, as Grand Island Northwest beats Lincoln Pius today by a score of 66-58. And then for Minden, it was Brooke Kissinger putting on a show today for the Whippets in a losing cause. Kissinger, she scores 28 points in the ball game. She was 8 out of 23 from the field, 7 out of 19 from three-point territory, 5 out of 6 from the free throw line. She pulled down 6 rebounds in the game, scores 28 points, had 2 assists, 2 block shots, and 1 steal, as Minden lost to Pierce today by a score of 69-60. So Minden finishes the season with a mark of 27 wins and just one loss on the year, as they were beaten tonight by Pierce by a score of 69-60. Minden, they threw up 45 three-pointers in the ball game today. They were 13 out of 45 from the field. Had a tough time finding the range as the Whippets shot only 19 out of 66 from the field for 28%, 28.9% from three-point territory, and they lose the ball game here today in the state championship game to Pierce by the score of 69-60. We've got the second half coming up here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Omaha Benson has got the lead over Bellevue West by a score of 21-17. Our state tournament coverage is brought to you in part by Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialist. As your neighbor and orthopedic provider since 1956, Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialist have expanded their methods and delivery for care throughout central Nebraska and north central Kansas, giving you the highest level of care when and where you need it. Contact Hastings Orthopedics in Hastings or one of their satellite clinics today to start feeling like yourself again for a better tomorrow. We're in halftime, Class A State Championship game. Third quarter is coming up momentarily. Omaha Benson with the lead over Bellevue West, 21-17. You're listening to the state championship game for Class A on ESPN Radio.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, they're dealing new cars, used cars, new pickups and used pickups, even SUVs and crossovers. Big discounts on both new and used. Stop by and drive through the lot. Many unadvertised specials marked right on the windshields. They want trade-ins and have on-the-spot appraisals. They'll tell you right up front what it will take to trade, plain, simple, and easy. For a great experience and service after the sale, stop and see Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
As we come back, Bellevue West goes right to work inside as Kate Liveringhouse gets the feed right in front of the basket, and she scores for Bellevue West. He's now got 11 points in the ball game, and the Thunderbirds are back to within 2 points. It's 21-19. Here's a turnover now. And Omaha Benson, their seventh of the ball game at the other end, is Brown. Her shot no good, but she's fouled in the play. So Omaha Benson turns it away on their opening possession. Madison Brown is hammered at the other end, and she now goes to the free throw line here. It's going to be Benson picking up the personal foul for the Bunnies. That's going to be her first. So going to the free throw line for Bellevue West is going to be Madison Brown. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. That's the first point of the ball game for Madison Brown. She's been in double figures the first two nights here at the state tournament, scored 13 against Bellevue East and scored, 16 in the second ball game last night against Millard West. Second shot is up there. It's going to be good. Madison Brown now with 2 points in the ball game. Hey, look at this. We got ourselves a tie ball game now. 21-21 with 7:23 to play here in the third quarter. And now Benson wants to call a timeout as Kenesha Plater was having problems with it out here in three-point territory. We've got a timeout, and we're tied here in the Class A State Championship ball game. 7 minutes and 20 seconds to play in the third quarter. Omaha Benson 21, Bellevue West 21.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to prairieinet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
All right, here's Omaha Benson following the timeout. They've got the ball in their offensive zone. Nelson has got the ball out here to Plater. Dribbles right to left across the top of the key. Feeds it down in the corner. Benson for three. Shot no good. Rebound is loose. We got a foul called. Crashing the boards was Kiana Ibis. And she's going to be hit with a personal foul here for Omaha Benson. That's going to be her first team foul number one on the Benson Bunnies here in the second half of play. Bellevue West will come back the other direction with a chance to pull ahead. It's been a while since Benson has trailed here in the ballgame, but Bellevue West has a chance to grab the lead right here with a successful trip down the floor here. Imek sends the ball inside. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Ibis. That's going to be turnover number seven on Bellevue West here in the ballgame. Omaha Benson coming back the other way. Kenesha Plater has got the ball picked up by Julie Targi out here in 3 points territory. Here's Nelson. The long-range three. Her shot no good. Ball tapped around. It's picked up here by Imek. I think he's got it for Bellevue West. The Thunderbirds come back the other way to Targi. Drives it for the hole. Shot good. Julie Targi scores for Bellevue West. And now the Thunderbirds have the lead. 23-21. We're in the third quarter with 6:20 to play. It's been a while since the Thunderbirds have had the lead. They drop back on defense now, man-to-man. Here's Nelson with the ball. They get it outside. Driving the ball to the hole is Benson, and she's fouled the play. Arbriella Benson is going to go to the free throw line now for Omaha Benson, as she is fouling the play here. Liveringhouse picks up the personal foul. That's going to be your second. Benson goes to the free throw line for Omaha Benson. She's got 5 points or 6 points in the ball game now. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. She's now 4 out of 5 from the stripe tonight. She'll get one more shot. End of the ball game now for Omaha Benson is going to be Monika Robinson. Robinson comes in. Nelson checks out. Benson to the free throw line. For a second of two. Dips the knees. Fires it up there. A shot good. Nothing but twine for Arbriella Benson. And now we're tied up again at 23 points apiece. Here in the third quarter in the Class A state championship ball game. Emig with the ball and out of Julie Targi. Targi throws it over here on the near sideline where the ball is Braun. Cross court pass goes to Emig. Takes a three. Shot is up there way off the mark. No good. Rebound goes out of bounds. It's going to be Omaha Benson ball. Kiana Ibis was out there, but watches it go trickling over the end line. And Benson will play things in. Here comes Pimmy Dyke back into the ball game now for Bellevue West. Omaha Benson back with the basketball. Kenesha Plater has got it. We're tied up at 23 points apiece with 5:45 to play. Here in the third quarter on the wing over there is going to be Benson. And she falls out of bounds, but a foul's going to be called. Benson nearly fell right back into the Bunny's bench over there. Personal foul is going to be called. Foul is going to go on Catherine Emig. That's going to be her second foul. Omaha Benson will play things in. Plater sends it down in the corner. Weller has got the ball. Down to the elbow. That's going to be Robinson. She throws it down in the corner. The ball is mishandled there. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Bellevue West ball. They're trying to send it down in the corner to Kenesha Plater, and she mishandles it. It goes out of bounds. Turnover 8 in the ball game now for Omaha Benson. Bellevue West has got the ball. You're listening to the Class A state championship game today. You're on ESPN Radio. Catherine Emig with the ball. Dribbles it down the right sideline. Now takes off with the basket. It dribbled off of her foot. It's picked up by Julie Targi. Targi back down to Emig. Sends the ball inside. It's going to be through the fingertips of Aikino Tinko. A turnover on Bellevue West. Coming back the other way is going to be Benson. She loses control of the ball. It's picked up by Braun and Otinko. Let's see. We have a personal foul called down here. A foul is going to go on Benson. She picks up her second. It's going to be Bellevue West inbounding the ball here. 5 minutes and 5 seconds to play. Here in the third quarter, we're tied up at 23 points apiece. Catherine Emig with the ball. Emig comes into the forecourt to Otinko. Takes it to the free throw line. Kicks her back out to Emig. Swings her left side to Targi. She drives it to the free throw line. Now to Emig. Back down in the corner. Otinko has got the ball. Akeen Otinko trying to work with it now. Throws it back out to Dyke. Far sideline to Targi. Has it knocked out of her hands. Out of bounds. Bellevue West will play things in. Just left of the scorer's table down there. In front of the Bellevue West bench. 4:45 to play in the third. We're tied up at 23 points apiece here in the Class A state championship ball game. Catherine Emig has got the ball. Emig trying to hand the ball away. She does. Otinko has got it out here. Otinko gets to the top of the three-point circle. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Now retreats. Now drives it again toward the goal. Forces her way to the basket. Her shot no good, but she's fouled in the play. A blocking foul inside and Omaha Benson. The foul here is going to go on Weller. Weller picks up her third personal foul. That's Montrese Weller. Going to the free throw line. Nope, this will be a non-shooting foul as Bellevue West will play things in. They just lob it inside there. That's a Dyke with the ball. Now to Targi on the baseline. Targi spins over there. Can't put it. Targi being pressured by the defense of Omaha Benson. Throws it here to Braun. She throws it back out on top. Now to Dyke. Comes across the top to Emig. She holds the ball here against this man-to-man defense. Catherine Emig with the ball on the dribble here, just to the right of the lane. That's a Dyke with the ball, lobs it inside. It's going to be over the head of everybody. It goes out of bounds. It's a turnover on Bellevue West. 9 turnovers on Bellevue West. Now the other officials coming out here. They're going to have a little conversation. Was that tipped out or not? The official's going to decide. They look at one another, and they give the ball to Omaha Benson. So it was not lost out of bounds. Off of a Benson player. So Benson will play things in. Here's Abriella Benson as she'll trot things up across the 10-second line against Emig. The pass to the wing is going to be intercepted. Intercepted. Coming back the other way is going to be Madison Braun, and she'll be fouled in the play. Madison Braun gets the pick as she comes back the other way. And she is fouled on the play. It's going to go on. It's going to go on Benson. That's going to be her third. That's going to send Madison Braun to the free throw line for Bellevue West. We've been stuck on this score for a while. 23-23. Shot is up there. It's good. Brown is now 3 out of 3 from the free throw line, and Bellevue West has got the lead again. The Thunderbirds out on top by a score of 24-23. They won state championships in 2007, 2009, 2010. Runner-up last year, runner-up in 2011 in Class A. They've been here a lot. Madison Brown throws up the second one. It's good. She's now perfect on the free throw line. 4 out of 4 from the line. Now we got a timeout on the floor. Timeout on the floor here with 3 minutes and 53 seconds to play in the third quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Bellevue West 25, Omaha Benson 23.
Killian Motors, your General Motors dealer, is having a month-long open house sale all March long. During this open house, sticker prices on most new 2014 GMCs will be at special supplier prices, plus rebates. We're talking new 2014 GMC half and three-quarter ton pickups, crew and extended cabs, Acadias, Yukons, Terrains, and more. It's the open house sale on now all March long at Killian Motors. Eighth and Central, Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
All right, back here at Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln tonight. It's been a busy day here. 6 state championship games. We've got one more yet to come. That's the Class D2 final, and we'll have it for you here on ESPN Radio between Wynot and Sterling. That one is scheduled to tip off at 8:30 here tonight. Here's Omaha Benson with the ball. The Bunnies are trailing in this ball game to Bellevue West now 25-23 after Benson had the lead at halftime 21-17. Benson works with the ball on her offensive end. Here's Kylie Askew, who's back into the ball game now. The Kenesha Plater lobs the ball inside to Ibis, takes it down the lane, puts it up there left-handed, and scores. Kiana Ibis scoring there. She's got 5 points in the ball game. We're tied up at 25 points apiece. Here's a long-range jumper by Brown up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Omaha Benson. That's Ibis with a rebound. Gets into the hands now of Kenesha Plater. Brings it across the midcourt stripe here. Waist-high dribble, lobs it to the free throw line to Kinch. Fires a pass down low to Ibis, mishandles the ball. It's loose on a baseline. It goes out of bounds, and the officials give the ball to Omaha Benson. The Bunnies will play things in with 3 minutes and 5 seconds to play now in the third quarter. Into the ball game for Bellevue West is going to be Chloe Aiken-Otinko as she comes back into the ball game for the Thunderbirds. It's going to be the Bunnies playing it in, baseline right side underneath their own basket. Kiana Ibis will inbound the ball as they get it in here to Plater. Sends it back inside to Ibis. Works the baseline, and she's going to be forced out as she throws the ball out here. She's going to be intercepted by Dozel. That's going to be the 10th turnover on Omaha Benson. There's a pass inside to Liveringhouse. Her shot is up and in. Kate Liveringhouse scores there. She's now got 13 points in the ball game. It's 27-25. Bellevue West is out on top of Omaha Benson here tonight. Girls High School basketball for the Class A State Championship. Kenesha Plater with the ball to the far sideline to Nelson. Nelson works the ball inside. That's going to be Ibis with it. She backs up, and a foul is going to be called. Ibis trying to force her way to the basket there for Omaha Benson. It draws the personal foul. It's going to go on. Let's see. Otinko picks up the foul. That's going to be her second. Non-shooting situation, so Omaha Benson will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. They come out here to Nelson. Nelson drives the ball to the free throw line. Down the lane she goes. Now to Ketch. Sabrina Ketch spins on the baseline. A traveling violation. Sabrina Ketch whistled for the traveling violation. Makes a nice move down there, but took an extra step. 16 turnovers and Omaha Benson in the ball game. Bellevue West has got the ball. Here's a Chloe Aiken-Otinko. Bringing it into the offensive zone here. For the Thunderbirds, gets away, takes it to the elbow, or shot from the right side. It's going to be up there, no good. Ketch with a rebound. Sabrina Ketch gets the ball away. There's a Plater racing the ball back the other way against Targi. And now backs it back out beyond the three-point circle, dribbling of the ball. Kenesha Plater gets away from Targi, dribbles it to the free throw line. Fight right side now to Nelson, top of three, good. Tashiana Nelson throws up a three-pointer from the far sideline. And Omaha Benson goes back out on top with a score of 28-27. over Bellevue West here in the Class A state championship ball game. Here's Targhee for three. Shot good. Julie Targhee from a different area code from the far sideline right in front of the Bellevue West bench. He's now got 6 points in the ball game. Bellevue West has got the lead. It's now a 30-28 ball game over Omaha Benson with 90 seconds to play here in the third quarter. There's a planter with the ball, high post. They get it to Ibis. Free throw line jumper up there, no good. Long rebound comes out to Otinko. She is knocked down in the play, and a foul is called. Otinko is knocked down by Zabrina Ketch. And Ketch gets hit with a personal foul. That's going to be your first. Non-shooting situation, so Bellevue West will play things in. They're in backcourt. The Thunderbirds have got the lead, 30-28 over Omaha Benson. Here's Otinko coming back with the ball now for the Thunderbirds. Walks it into the offensive zone, tries to drive it, kicks it out here to Targhee, now to Liveringhouse. Drives it down the right side of the lane to the baseline, puts up a 10-footer up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Nelson. Omaha Benson down the right sideline, runs into Targhee, and now we got a foul called. That's going to be an offensive foul called here on Nelson. Shoving off against Julie Targhee, taking the ball down the right sideline. That's the first foul on Tashina Nelson. So it's going to be Bellevue West inbounding the ball off of the far side, right in front of the scorer's table. 58.2 seconds to play here in quarter number three. Bellevue West has got the lead over Omaha Benson. The score is 30-28. Here's Otinko with the ball here on the near sideline. Drives it down to the baseline toward the goal. Stops, puts it up there. Hits the other side of the glass. No good. Rebound comes down here to Ibis. Ibis has got it down for Omaha Benson. Gets it away to Kenesha Plater. She brings it across the 10-second line behind a screen. Plater down the right side of the lane. Out to Nelson. Back to Plater again. Plater now drives it down the left side of the lane. Kicks it down in the corner. There's Askew for three. Shot is up there. No good. Ball tipped away. Liveringhouse saves it for Bellevue West. Now a traveling violation. Bellevue West saves it, but right in the hands of Akeen Otinko, who was whistled for the traveling violation. 10 turnovers on Bellevue West, 11 for Omaha Benson. Bellevue West 30, Omaha Benson 28. And now we're going to have Bellevue West staying here on defense. It'll be Omaha Benson playing it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Nelson will get things in out here in three-point territory to Ibis, trying to drive the ball. It's knocked loose. Ibis picks it up again here on the near sideline. Ibis still dribbling the ball, double-team, gets it away. That's Plater with the ball, drives it right to the goal, and shot up there and in. Kenesha Plater scores for Omaha Benson. And now we're tying up again at 30 points apiece here at the end of the third quarter. We've got 6 seconds to go. Long pass down low. Madison Brown goes inside. His shot is up there and in. Peeney Dyke scoring there at the buzzer for Bellevue West to give the Thunderbirds the lead after three quarters of play. So they get a field goal right at the buzzer there inside from Peeney Dyke. That gives Bellevue West the advantage here after three quarters after they trailed by four at halftime. So the score after three here in the Class A state championship ball game, Bellevue West 32, Omaha Benson 30. You're listening to the Class A state championship game today on ESPN Radio.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Carney now delivers.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank, the better bank, the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
All right, back here at Pinnacle Bank Arena as we get set for the fourth and final quarter here, the Class A state championship ball game. Bellevue West with the lead of Omaha Benson, 32-30. Omaha Benson with the possession here in the fourth quarter to start things off. Here's Plater with the ball, looking to penetrate. Her pass is going to be deflected. It is picked up here by Emick. Long pass down the floor to Braun. She drives it to the hole. Her shot is up there. Good. Madison Braun scores for Bellevue West. That gives the Thunderbirds a 4-point lead now here in the fourth quarter. 34-30. Here comes Omaha Benson back with the ball. Plater quickly back the other way. Plater works against Targi. Comes across the top now to Nelson. Moves it down in the corner to Ibis. Now to Wellers. He drives it toward the goal. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Big collision on the far side. It goes out of bounds. The officials look at one another, and they give the ball to Omaha Benson as it was knocked out of bounds there. Through three quarters, Omaha Benson is hitting 11 out of 31 from the field for 35%. Bellevue West 12 out of 34 for 35%. 2 out of 10 for Bellevue West from three-point range. 3 out of 12 for Omaha Benson. The Bunnies will play things out and on the far side. Omaha Benson trailing here, 34-30. Here's a pass to be intercepted. Intercepted by Bellevue West again. That's Braun driving, shooting, and she's fouled in the play. So a couple of quick turnovers in Omaha Benson. They got 12 for the ball game. Now Madison Braun will go to the free throw line here for Bellevue West. That's going to be a foul on Kenesha Plater. That's going to be her second. That's going to be team foul number 8 on Omaha Benson. The free throw line, Braun, her shot is up there and in. These two teams have played twice before during the regular season, each team winning. This is the rubber game of the match, and it's for all the hardware, so to speak. Bellevue West is out on top now, 35-30 over Omaha Benson. This is one of the bigger leads in the ballgame right here. A five-point lead for Bellevue West. Braun's second free throw is up there. It's off of the right side, no good. Rebound comes down to Ibis. So a five-point lead now for Bellevue West. They're in the fourth quarter, 35-30, just by the seven-minute mark. Here's Plater driving the ball to the basket. The shot's going to be blocked down by Liveringhouse. Liveringhouse grabs the ball again. They get it to Braun. She drives, shoots, and misses the layup. Rebound comes down to Otinko. Otinko's shot's going to be blocked down. It's picked up here by Ibis. Long pass down the floor to Askew. She drives into the hole. Her shot is up there, no good. Liveringhouse had the rebound. She lost it. Imager's got it now for Bellevue West. Like a hockey match. Back the other way for three. Here's a shot by Braun, no good. Rebound comes down to Julie Targi on the left side of the lane. Targi is now hit with a traveling violation and she's knocked down. Knocked down there by Monika Robinson, and Targi gets hit with a traveling violation. 6 minutes and 26 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. It's 35-30. Bellevue West has got the lead over Omaha Benson for the Class A state championship in girls high school basketball. Benson looking for their first state title in basketball. Scheduled to be a Class B team next year. That's not good news for Class B opponents, let me tell you. There's a Plater with the ball. Kenesha Plater circling around, drives it down the left side of the way, and here's a pass to be intercepted. Intercepted by Braun. She takes off again, drives, shoots, and scores. Madison Braun hits another field goal. She's got 9 points in the ball game. That's three turnovers on Omaha Benson here in the fourth quarter, and now we got a timeout called. We got a timeout called here as Benson was bringing the ball back up the floor. Timeout with 5 minutes and 58 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Bellevue West 37, Omaha Benson 30.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
All right, back here at Pinnacle Bank Arena, the Class A state championship game here on ESPN Radio. Omaha Benson trailing by seven. There's a shot in the lane by Robinson. No good. Rebound offensively here by Plater. Plater sends it to Askew. There's a feed inside down the baseline. Monika Robinson, her short jay, is up there and in. Monika Robinson scoring. Right side, about a five-footer. She's got 6 points in the ball game and three field goals. 37-32, Bellevue West with a five-point lead. Thunderbirds with the ball. Liveringhouse out here at the top of the key. Liveringhouse dribbling with the ball down the right side of the lane. Takes it to the baseline, spins. Trying to put a Benson Bunny in the air and can't do it. They throw it back out on top to Dolzell as she drives it to the hole. It goes ricocheting off of the glasses. It's knocked out of her hands. It's picked up here by Emig. Keeps it alive for Bellevue West. Back out on top now to Braun. Braun dribbling with the ball. Madison Braun trying to get away. Then guarded it by Plater. Sends the ball down low. Here's a shot up there by Otinko. That's going to be no good, and she's going to be fouling the play. Aiken Otinko will go to the free throw line. It's a personal foul. It's going to be whistled here on Monika Robinson. That's going to be her first. So Chloe Aiken Otinko will go to the free throw line for the Bellevue West Thunderbirds. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. She's now 1 out of 3 from the free throw line tonight. She's got 5 points in the ball game. Omaha Benson trailing Bellevue West tonight for the Class A state title, 37-32. 5:03 to play here in the fourth. Next shot is up there, no good by Otinko. Rebound, Liveringhauser. Shot is up there, no good. Gets the offensive board. Now we got a foul called. We got a personal foul called here. It's going to go on Bellevue West. A personal foul is going to be called on Bellevue West, and it's going to be, looks like Benson's going to play it in. That's going to be Anna Dolzeal picking up the personal foul for Bellevue West. That's going to be her second. Benson comes back trailing by 5 points, 37-32. Benson driving the ball. Robinson takes it to the goal. Her shot is up there, no good. Down for the rebound. That's Ibis with the ball. Goes back up. She misses, but she's fouling the play. Deanna Ibis on the offensive glass there for Omaha Benson. She will go to the free throw line now, and she is hacked in the arm. The foul goes on Chloe Aiken Otinko. That's going to be her third personal foul. Ibis to the free throw line. Kiana Ibis. She's got 5 points in the ball game. She'll have 2 shots here. Her first one is up there and in. Ibis had 19 points the other night in the ball game against Kearney. His Omaha Benson team beat the Kearney Bearcats 63-36. Ibis had 9 points last night in their semifinal win over Lincoln Northeast. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good, so she cans a couple of free throws. She's got 7 points in the ball game, 37-34. Here's a pass deflected back out of bounds by Kenesha Plater. And now it's going to be Bellevue West playing the ball in right in front of us here. Julie Targi will inbound the ball here for Bellevue West. She will get things into the far side. That's Liveringhouse. Kate Liveringhouse will bring up the ball here for the Thunderbirds. Dribbles behind her back to bring it into the offensive zone. Being attacked down here. Liveringhouse has to get rid of it. Now she does at the count of four. Out of Madison Braun. Braun picked up there by Plater looking to penetrate. There's a high arcing pass to Emig on the far sideline. Back out to Madison Braun. Braun sends it to the far sideline to Targi. Targi holds the ball out here in three-point territory. Man-to-man defense for Benson. A pass inside intercepted. Ibis has got the ball for Benson. Gets the ball to Askew. Down the floor. Monika Robinson, her shot is up and in. Robinson now with 4 field goals and 8 points, and it's 37-36. Benson has scored the last 6 points here in the ball game. We're halfway through the fourth quarter. 4 minutes to play. Driving for the goal is Otinko. Her shot is up and in. Chloe Aiken Otinko takes it right to the hole and scores. She's got 7 points in the ball game for Bellevue West. Thunderbirds with a lead, 39-36 here. Class A state championship. Under 4 minutes to play now in the basketball game. Here's Kenesha Plater with the ball. Kenesha Plater works there against Targi. Kenesha Plater gets away, dribbles into the paint, kicks it out here. Askew for three. Bingo. Kylie Askew hits a three-pointer for Omaha Benson, and we are tied up at 39 points apiece here for the Class A state championship at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Here's Emig with the ball. Now to Julie Targi for Bellevue West. Cross-court pass goes to Liveringhouse. Liveringhouse back out on top to Emig. Emig directing traffic. She calls the play out here out near the 10-second line. There's a feed over to Otinko. Mishandles the ball, picks it up in the corner. Out to Liveringhouse. Liveringhouse to the free throw line. Liveringhouse moves it down the right side of the lane. Her shot's to be blocked down. Gets her own ball back. Goes back up. Her shot no good. Ball tapped out and is picked up here by Plater. Plater gets the ball ahead to Askew. Drives, shoots, and scores. Kylie Askew scores for Omaha Benson. The Bunnies have the lead. 41-39 over Bellevue West. Now here's a turnover. The ball is picked up at the 10-second line. Here's Monika Robinson driving down the lane. The ball is knocked loose as now they get under control. Benson with the ball out here. Ibis has got it down in the corner. That's going to be Weller with the ball now. Montrese Weller comes out here to Askew. Askew sends it out here to Kenesha Plater. 2:30 to play in the basketball game. 41-39. Benson with the lead. Benson with the ball on the far sideline. As they work with it, now comes back out near the 10-second line. Plater has got the ball. Plater picked up by Julie Targi. Kenesha Plater dribbling with the ball here, down to 2:16 to play. Benson with a two-point lead. Plater with the ball on the far sideline. Targi goes for the steal, can't get to it. Kenesha Plater still with the ball. Now a foul is called. Julie Targi picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. So two fouls now on Julie Targi for Bellevue West. That's going to be team foul number six. So still no free throws here. Omaha Benson will play things in, and now we've got a timeout called. A timeout called here with 2 minutes and 7 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break for the score. Omaha Benson 41, Bellevue West 39.
Nicola looking. They finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball toward the goal. Bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside to Chanel Farmer. 4 seconds to Ernst. Leather to Nicola. Is that good?
From Mosta, another three. In and out, and in. Oh, my, for Mark Cremosta.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Back here at Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln tonight. Omaha Benson has won on an 11-2 run here in the fourth quarter. Bellevue West had a 37-30 lead. It's now 41-39. Omaha Benson with the lead. They look to play things in. We have a 5-second violation. Omaha Benson coming out of the timeout, unable to get the ball inbounded on the far sideline. 14 turnovers on the Benson Bunnies and the Thunderbirds from Bellevue West will inbound the ball now. With a chance to pull ahead here with a three-point field goal. Catherine Emig runs her back the other way for Bellevue West. Brings her back to the center of the floor. Goes to Otinko. Free throw line extended left side. Otinko inside the free throw line. Being hounded out here defensively. Gets it away to Liveringhouse. Wheels around back to the right side of the lane now. Lob pass to Otinko. Down low on the right side. She's double-teamed. Otinko dribbles out in the corner. Now we got a foul called away from all the action. It's going to go on Omaha Benson. A foul here is going to go on the Benson Bunnies. It's going to go on Kenesha Plater. That's going to be her third personal foul. That's going to send Madison Braun to the free throw line for Bellevue West. An 11-2 run here for Omaha Benson in the fourth quarter. He's got the lead at 41-39. Shot from the free throw line is up there and in. Madison Braun now 6 out of 7 from the free throw line for Bellevue West. She's got 10 points in the ball game. 1:43 to play. In the fourth quarter, it's 41-40, Benson. Next shot is up there, it's good. Brown ties it up. We're now knotted at 41 points apiece here for the Class A State Championship. Kenesha Plater has got the ball for Omaha Benson. Plater drumming to the ball out here against Julie Targi. Plater looking to penetrate, can't do it. Forced back out here in the three-point territory. Kenesha Plater drumming with the ball. We're down to 90 seconds to go. Plater down in the corner. Long-range jumper. Weller shot up there. No good. Rebound. Monika Robinson keeps it alive here for Benson. A big offensive board. Out to Askew in the wing. Askew drives it to the hole. Her shot is up there. It's no good, but she's fouling the play. And Askew will go to the free throw line now for Omaha Benson as she is fouling the play here by Bellevue West. Kylie Askew has not scored from the free throw line tonight. She has hit a 3 and a 2, but it's her first chance at a free throw. Emig picks up the foul for Bellevue West. That's going to be her third. Askew's free throw up there straight to the hole. Nothing but cord for Kylie Askew. She'll have one more. That gives Benson the lead, 42-41, looking for their first state championship in basketball. Next shot is up there by Askew. It's around the rim, falls off, no good. Rebound comes down to Liveringhouse. Liveringhouse now for Bellevue West, down the right sideline into the offensive zone. 67 seconds to play. Benson with the lead, 42-41 over Bellevue West. Here's Madison Braun down here on the baseline. Kicks it back out. A three-pointer is going to be tipped. Liveringhouse's three-pointer is tipped away. Ball is loose, and now a foul is called. Aiken Otinko came up with a loose ball there after the three-pointer by Liveringhouse was blocked. Now we got a foul called on Omaha Benson. It's going to go on the Benson Bunnies here. It's going to go on Weller. That's going to be your fourth personal foul. Team foul number 11 at Omaha Benson, so this is a double bonus here. for Chloe Aiken-Otinko. She'll have two shots. She's one out of four from the line. Her shot is up there. No good. Otinko will have one more shot here to try to tie this ball game up. 56 seconds to play in the Class A State Championship ball game. Omaha Benson with the lead. Next shot is up there. Good. We're tied up. 42-42 now with 56 seconds to play. And now we got a whistle and we're going to have a timeout called here from Omaha Benson. So the Benson Bunnies trying to win the state championship for the first time ever. We're knotted up at 42 points apiece, 56 seconds to play. You're listening to the Class A State Championship game on ESPN Radio.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Back here at Pinnacle Bank Arena, as the sign says to our left, you got beware of the hare. And that's the Benson Bunnies. Benson has got the ball here, 42-42, 56 seconds to play. In the Class A State Championship ball game. Now we got a foul back here in backcourt. Benson was bringing the ball up the floor, and that's going to be Chloe Aiken-Otinko committing a personal foul there for Bellevue West. That's going to be her fourth. For Bellevue West, that's going to be their eighth team foul, so that's going to send Omaha Benson to the free throw line. This will be a 1-1 situation. And going to the line for Omaha Benson is going to be Kiana Ibis. Ibis goes to the line. She is 2 of 2 so far tonight. To give Benson the lead. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. Omaha Benson has got the lead. 43-42 over the Thunderbirds from Bellevue West. Kiana Ibis will have one more here for Omaha Benson. Eyes the bucket, dips the knee, shot is in the air. It's around the rim and down. Benson with a lead. 44-42 over the Bellevue West Thunderbirds. Here's a pass to the near sideline to Braun, and we got a timeout called from Bellevue West. So Bellevue West will call a timeout here with 52.6 seconds to play. In the fourth quarter, we'll take a break with a score. Omaha Benson 44, Bellevue West 42.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners. But what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call Agent Joe Methy.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
All right, we're down to 52.6 seconds to play. You're listening to the Class A State Championship ball game today here on ESPN Radio. Bellevue West trailing Omaha Benson by a score of 44-42. Bellevue West has got the ball, though. Here's Emig into the fourth quarter. Pass is going to be intercepted on the near sideline, but lost right back to Emig. Emig has got it down for Bellevue West out the Livering House to Catherine Emig again. She drives it, goes inside to Otinko. Her shot is up there. It's going to be blocked down, and the foul is called. Chloe Aiken-Otinko takes the ball right to the hole. Omaha Benson had the ball here on the near sideline with an interception, but they threw it right back into the hands of the Thunderbird. And now Chloe Aiken-Otinko goes to the free throw line with 34.5 seconds to play here for Bellevue West. Omaha Benson with the lead, 44-42. Shot up there, no good. Aiken Otinko has had a tough night tonight from the free throw line. She's now 2 out of 7. Well, we will have one more. 44-42, Omaha Benson with a 2-point lead. Otinko's free throw up there, good. So she hits 1 out of 2 from the line, but now Bellevue West is down by a point, 44-43. Pressure here in backcourt, and the foul is going to be called on Targi. Julie Targi picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her third. That's going to be team foul number 9 on Bellevue West. So we trot to the other end of the floor now. 32.9 seconds to play in the Class A state championship ball game. 44-43, Omaha Benson. To the free throw line here will be Kenesha Plater. She has not been there tonight. Plater's got a field goal and 2 points to her credit so far. This is a 1-1. Plater puts it up there, and the shot is going to be good. Kenesha Plater will have one more for Omaha Benson. Plater is 5'2" and a junior here for the Benson Bunnies. 45-43. Next shot is up there from Plater. That's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Liveringhouse. 30 seconds to play. Bellevue West with the ball, trailing by 2 points, 45-43. And now Bellevue West wants to call a timeout. Bellevue West calls a timeout. 26.4 seconds to play. We've got a timeout to score. Omaha Benson 45, Bellevue West 43.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, they're dealing new cars, used cars, new pickups and used pickups, even SUVs and crossovers. Big discounts on both new and used. Stop by and drive through the lot. Many unadvertised specials marked right on the windshields. They want trade-ins and have on-the-spot appraisals. They'll tell you right up front what it will take to trade, plain, simple, and easy. For a great experience and service after the sale, stop and see Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
All right, we're back here at Pinnacle Bank Arena, Lincoln, Nebraska, here tonight, the Class A state championship ball game. Girls High School basketball, Bellevue West has got the ball. They send it down to a Liveringhouse on the short baseline on the right side. Now drives her way toward the goal, forces up a shot. It's going to be blocked down. The ball is loose. There's a shot taken. It's no good by Otinko. Ball is still loose. 11 seconds, 10 seconds, and finally a foul is going to be called. 45-43. We're going to have a foul called here on the rebound at Bellevue West. With 10.6 seconds to play, the Thunderbirds, they had a couple of shots at the basket there that would not go. Then as they were battling for the ball, Bellevue West is hit with a personal foul. And going to the free throw line is going to be Omaha Benson. The foul was called on Aiken Otinko. Bellevue West to the line. Here's a shot up there, no good. This will be a two-shot foul. Bellevue West over the 10-foul limit. And now we're going to have a timeout from Bellevue West. That was Monica Robinson missing the free throw. And now with a score 45-43, Bellevue West will call a quick timeout. We'll take a break with 10.6 seconds to play. Omaha Benson 45, Bellevue West 43.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
All right, 10.6 seconds to play in the Class A state championship ball game. Monika Robinson to the free throw line here. They're trying to give Omaha Benson a 3-point lead. Monika's already missed one. There's a shot. It's up there. It's good. 3-point lead now for Benson. 46-43. Here comes Bellevue West needing a three to force an overtime. Here's Braun for three. Shot up there. No good. Rebound loose on the baseline. It's picked up by Omaha Benson, and a foul is called. Monika Robinson gets the rebound there for Omaha Benson with 2.3 seconds to play. So a three-pointer by Madison Braun was no good from the far sideline. And now Monika Robinson goes to the free throw line with 2.3 seconds to play. They're trying to give Omaha Benson their first state championship in girls high school basketball. Monika Robinson to the line. This will be a two-shot foul here as Bellevue West is over the 10-foul limit. The shot is up there. It's no good. So you got to hit this one to really seal it away, or Bellevue West could come down here and launch up a three-pointer to tie the ball game. Monika Robinson. Next free throw is up there. Good. 47-43. Bellevue West will inbound the ball. They get it into Liveringhouse. She fires up a shot from half court. It's off of the rim. No good. Omaha Benson wins the basketball game. Omaha Benson wins their first ever girls state high school basketball championship in Class A. The Benson Bunnies knock off Bellevue West by a score of 47-43. So for the second straight year, the Thunderbirds of Bellevue West will finish runner-up in Class A after being beaten tonight by Omaha Benson by a score of 47-43. Omaha Benson, a team that could be playing in Class B basketball next year as their enrollment has dropped below the target for Class A basketball. I understand they got a hearing planned for Thursday, maybe to get petitioned back up in the Class A, and this might help them right here as Omaha Benson knocks off Bellevue West in the Class A Girls State Championship ball game tonight. Final score, Omaha Benson 47, Bellevue West 43. We'll be back with the Misco Sports postgame show right after this.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
Killian Motors, your General Motors dealer, is having a month-long open house sale all March long. During this open house, sticker prices on most new 2014 GMCs will be at special supplier prices, plus rebates. We're talking new 2014 GMC half and three-quarter ton pickups, crew and extended cabs, Acadias, Yukons, Terrains, and more. It's the open house sale on now all March long at Killian Motors. Eighth and Central, Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And we're back at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Omaha Benson wins the state championship in Class A as they knock off Bellevue West tonight by a score of 47-43 as we welcome you into the Misco Sports postgame show here tonight. A tight basketball game here tonight. Bellevue West actually had a 7-point lead, 37-30, early in the fourth quarter. Omaha Benson goes on an 11-2 run. They grab the lead at 41-39. We were tied up a couple of times down the stretch. And again, it was Bellevue West dropping this one to Omaha Benson tonight by a score of 47-43. So the Class A state championship won by Omaha Benson for the first time ever in girls basketball. Bellevue West for the second straight season and their third time in the school's history will be the runner-up in Class A here tonight. Checking the scoring in the ball game here tonight for Omaha Benson. They had only one person score in double figures. That was Monika Robinson, as Robinson scores 10 points in the basketball game tonight for Omaha Benson. She had four field goals, and she was 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. The other scorers for Omaha Benson, you had Kiana Ibis score 9 points in the game tonight. Arbriella Benson, she had 8 points. Kylie Askew, she had 6 4 points for Montrese Weller, 4 for Zabrina Kench, 3 for Kenesha Plater, and 3 points for Tashiana Nelson. Omaha Benson with 47 points on the scoreboard here tonight. For Bellevue West, they were led by Kate Liveringhouse as she scores 13. Madison Braun, she had 11 points. Chloe Aiken-Otinko, she scores 9. Julie Targi, she had 6 points. 2 points for Penny Dyke and 2 points for Catherine Emig in the basketball game here tonight. So good Omaha Benson knocks off Bellevue West by a score of 47-43. Final shooting numbers entering the ball game tonight. The Thunderbirds hitting 15 out of 49 from the field tonight for 30.6%. Omaha Benson 15 out of 41 for 36.6%. On three-pointers, Bellevue West with just 2 out of 14 for 14.3%. Omaha Benson was 4 out of 14 for 28%. From the free throw line, Bellevue West was 11 out of 18 for 61%. Omaha Benson 13 out of 18 for 72%. Rebounds were dead even at 33 apiece. Omaha Benson had 11 offensive rebounds and 22 on defense. Bellevue West had 15 offensive rebounds, 18 on defense. 13 turnovers for Bellevue West, 17 for Omaha Benson. Bellevue West with 2 block shots and 9 steals. Omaha Benson had 8 block shots and 6 steals. Leading rebounder from Omaha Benson was Kiana Ibis, and she had 10 points, so she just misses a double-double. She had 9 points and 10 rebounds in the ballgame. And the leading rebounder for Bellevue West was Kate Liveringhouse. She had a double-double tonight, 13 points and 11 rebounds for Bellevue West. At Omaha Benson, they win the state championship in girls basketball in Class A. Omaha Benson over Bellevue West tonight by a score of 47-43. So that's the fifth state title decided here at Pinnacle Bank Arena tonight. We've got one more game yet to go. That is going to be the Class D2 final between